Hello everyone, this is Nudge, and I am back for Rhythm Paradise Mega Mix, part number 5. And I'm recording all of these in advance, of course, so unfortunately any of the comments that you may be having that I'll be posting the videos, it's all going to be I'm going to have to reply whenever I upload them, so I won't be able to address anything because I haven't even uploaded part 1 yet. This is all recorded in bulk, so I guess it's time to continue. Row 5 is not going to be that hard. There's no gates, there's no anything. Our next encounter involves a barbershop, which is what it's called Barbershop Land, and I do know this guy's name. He's called Harold, because, you know, barber. He has to work with hair, so Harold, hair, get it? Anyway, I'm gonna read this. Also, this barber doesn't know what a heavenly cut is that Tibby is asking for, which is one of those things that... Also, this barber loves to mess around with his scissors, maybe a little too much. He doesn't like rock, paper, scissors because he always chooses scissors. And of course, all the other people know that he's going to choose scissors, so they choose rock. So the rock breaks the scissors. Anyway. Okay, so now that we're done with all the text, I can quickly review what the scores are that I need to look for. Okay, so, I am ready. These few games are not going to be that hard. In fact, none of them are really that hard. I mean, I guess. Not by much, though. We start with Sneaky Spirits from Rhythm Tengoku. This one is weird in its tutorial. I didn't even have to press A. Also, I can't press A at all. It just does that. Can I press now? No, it just does it by itself. So every time it's on the 8th beat, you press A to shoot the ghost as it comes. Here we go. That's gonna give you one you can shoot. That's what happens if you do it too late. If you do it too early, it does that instead. If you do it correctly, it does that. It slows the music down. Okay, that's enough. Let's go play it. Remember, I have to do everything a tiny bit too early. Which I don't think I'm doing. Also, the music changes speed. Yeah, you got the star. That was a bit detuned. I think I messed like all of those up. I'm always way too late. I'm always following the beat instead of following the... I think I didn't get a very good score on that one. My high score is 95. Maybe I'm gonna get like maybe a 91, 92 or something. Six coins, as always. And a bit of lag. Is that a chair? I think it is a chair. Okay, let's see. 91, okay. Fine, I'll try one more time, just in case. It deserves another try. Let's see if I can get the star. Yes, I did. Okay, I think I did better this time. I don't know by how much, but I think I did better. Let's find out if I press A again. There we go. High score. I'm gonna mash through the rest of this. Let's see. 94! Not bad. Okay. Next one, though, I don't think there's any way I'm beating this score because the highest on it is 97. The game in question is... Rhythm Rally! Very similar to Air Rally, but not exactly, because it's from Rhythm Heaven DS, and thus it predates it. So you're playing ping pong, so basically you just 1, 2, A, 4, 1, 2, A, 4, 1, 2, A, 4, 1, 2, A, like that. Also, this is the shortest tutorial music that ever existed. Now, what's interesting is that it can change between fast and slow. This is the slow one. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, A, 4. Rhythm Rally 1 is by far the shortest game in all of Rhythm Heaven universe. So, get ready. This is the shortest game that you'll ever hear. Let's go. Also, it makes a weird noise. Missed the star. Try again. Also, you have no penalty if you constantly press A when you're not supposed to. It will make just the racket swinging sound. You can do that as much as you want, but I haven't done it here. So yeah, that was extremely short. I'm wondering what the score is going to be. I'm thinking 94, 95, maybe 93. Why does it constantly think T is F? 94, not bad. I'll leave it at that. Next one, though, is a little bit trickier. This one is going to take a lot more inputs, and I think I'm going to get a much lower score. My highest is 93. It's from Fever. Well, before I do this, I may actually have to change it to English, because I like the English one better on this one. This is called Flipper Flop, and you're a bunch of cute little baby seals. Yay! If you've ever heard me play Rhythm Heaven Fever, you know what this is like. Except it doesn't have as many cues. Yep. Let's change it to English. I did not know you could do that. That was cool. Did you hear how it loaded into the game without even loading the music? And it actually took a smaller amount of time because it didn't have to fade out. I did not know you could do that. Okay, so the first thing you do is just constantly keep tapping like this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well done. Yes. Well done. Yes.
Now, there's a thing where it will ask you to now flip a roll, I think that's what it says, and you have to press B instead of A. Is this the first time I use B? Maybe it is.
Now flip a roll. 1. Good. Now flip a roll. 1. Well done. Now flip a roll. 1. Good job. Now flip a roll. 1. Yes.
This is one of the instances where I like it much better in English than Japanese. In Japanese, it's like, hai kolani, I think. And there are times when it asks you to do two of them, one after the other. I think it'll show you.
1, 2,
that's what happens if you tap at the wrong time.
2 flipper rolls. 1, 2. Nice.
There we go. Now let me show you something.
2 flipper rolls. 1, 2.
Yeah, if you mess it up, it does that.
2 flipper rolls. 1, 2.
Well done. 1, 2.
2 flipper rolls. 1, 2.
One of the other reasons why I like the English one better is because it does that.
Well done.
Not that I'll ever fail, but like, it's more entertaining this way. Okay, this one's hard because it distracts me with that stupid, the stupid panning organ. Also, the fact that it's off sync.
Attention, company. One flipper roll. 1. Well done. One flipper roll. 1. Good job. Two flipper roll. 1, 2. Yes. Two flipper roll. 1, 2. Good.
No. Missed it. I was just about to congratulate myself. Okay. I have to try again.
Attention, company! One flipper roll. 1.
Are you kidding me? I think I was too early that time.
Attention, company! One flipper roll. 1. Good job. One flipper roll. 1. Good. Two flipper roll. 1. 2. Good job. Two flipper roll. 1. 2. Yes. One flipper roll. 1. Good job. Two flipper roll. 1, 2. Well done. One flipper roll. 1. Nice. Two flipper roll. 1, 2. Yes. Two flipper roll. 1 and 2.
1, that's it. Or 1, that's 2 and it at the same time. I don't know. I did it right this time. I didn't miss anything. But I'm not sure. It's going to be a high score. Let's see. Skill star, no miss. 6 coins. Let's see. 93. I matched my score. Cool. Okay, and the last one is my favorite, because I like this music. This one is called Lumberjack. Because you're a bear chopping trees for cats. So, yay. And it has this country-style music. It's very simple to control as well. So you hear... You hear a... Nyah! That wood sound is important. You'll see why. Because there's these ones, and there's other ones. There's like bigger ones that you have to hit twice.
One, two,
and they make different sound. Like this. Like that. So yeah, those are the two different types of things that you're gonna have to cut. Okay, let's go. I love this track. Also, I love this harmony thing that they do here. What's that? That was weird. Did I miss the star? Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, I missed the star. I'll try again. With a bit more attention this time. There we go. And finally, there's a... That game is fun. I like it. I'm not sure if I'll have to do that again, because I kind of missed a few things, but we'll see. If I get, like, 93, 94, I think that'll be fine. This episode is going to mark the first time when I won't set any new records, like any new high scores. Okay, let's see. Weak little cats with our firewood. 94, okay. Not too bad. So, I did everything I wanted to do in this episode. That was extremely short. Extremely short. Got 94 on almost everything. 93 on Flipper Flop and 94 on everything else from what I remember. Even Sneaky, yeah, I think it was all 94. Not too bad. Not too bad scores across the board. I think 94 is okay. Anything higher than that is very exceptional for me. I usually don't get anything higher than that, so if I do, then that's amazing. Okay, well, Row 5 was just this. It was really really short. So even though it was short, I do hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you in row 6, which is going to be much harder because it contains games that are actually like the real games, just like row 4 was with where it's not dumbed down games anymore. It's like actually the real games. Anyway, I'll see you then.